This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide at easybiblenamesguide.com. Welcome to the final episode of this trip of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 611. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If this is your first time here, where have you been? I'm glad you're here today, but we're just about to turn the lights out. I do hope you like what you hear. If you've been here before, I congratulate you for being here today. If you've been here since the beginning, it's been a long trip. Thank you for hanging in. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we've been reading the Old Testament, and the New Testament we've read on Tuesdays and Thursdays. This, though, is the last New Testament episode because today's reading will complete the reading of the New Testament for this time through the Bible. Yesterday, we completed the Old Testament. There's one more episode, though, tomorrow. I hope you'll listen because I'll talk about what my plans are for this show and what some of my life plans are for the future. I hope you'll be here. Today, we're going to read the final two chapters of the book of Revelation, which is, of course, the final book in the New Testament. Let's begin. Revelation chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne say, "Look, God's dwelling is here with humankind. He will dwell with them, and they will be his peoples. God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. There will be no mourning, crying, or pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." Then the one seated on the throne said, "Look, I'm making all things new." He also said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "All is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will freely give water from the life-giving spring. Those who emerge victorious will inherit these things. I will be their God, and they will be my sons and daughters. But for the cowardly, the faithless, the vile, the murderers, those who commit sexual immorality, those who use drugs and cast spells, the idolaters and all liars, their share will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur. This is the second death." Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues spoke with me. "Come," he said, "I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife." He took me in a spirit-inspired trance to a great high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. The city had God's glory. Its brilliance was like a priceless jewel, like jasper that was as clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates. By the gates were 12 angels, and on the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel's sons. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. The city wall had 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the Lamb's 12 apostles. The angel who spoke to me had a gold measuring rod with which to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. Now the city was laid out as a square. Its length was the same as its width. He measured the city with the rod, and it was 1,500 miles. Its length and width and height were equal. He also measured the thickness of its wall. It was 216 feet thick as a person, or rather an angel, measures things. The wall was built of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like pure glass. The city wall's foundations were decorated with every kind of jewel. The first foundation was jasper, the second was sapphire, the third was chalcedony, and the fourth was emerald. The fifth was sardonyx, the sixth was carnelian, the seventh was chrysolite, and the eighth was beryl. The ninth was topaz, the tenth was chrysoprase, the 11th was jacinth, and the 12th was amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was made from a single pearl. And the city's main street was pure gold, as transparent as glass. I didn't see a temple in the city, because its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The city doesn't need the sun or the moon to shine on it, because God's glory is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is vile and deceitful, but only those who are registered in the Lamb's scroll of life. Revelation chapter 22. Then the angel showed me the river of life-giving water, shining like crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb through the middle of the city's main street. On each side of the river is the tree of life, which produces 12 crops of fruit, bearing its fruit each month. The tree's leaves are for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in it, and His servants will worship Him. They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads. Night will be no more. They won't need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will shine on them, and they will rule forever and always. Then he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. Look, I'm coming soon. Favored is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy contained in this scroll. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. When I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had shown them to me. But he said to me, 'Don't do that. I am a servant just like you and your brothers and sisters, the prophets, and those who keep the words of this scroll. Worship God.' Then he said to me, 'Don't seal up the words of the prophecy contained in this scroll, because the time is near. Let those who do wrong keep doing what is wrong. Let the filthy still be filthy. Let those who are righteous keep doing what is right. Let those who are holy still be holy. Look, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me to repay all people as their actions deserve. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Favored are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right of access to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs, the drug dealers, and spellcasters, those who commit sexual immorality, the murderers, the idolaters, and all who love and practice deception. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to bear witness to all of you about these things for the churches. I am the root and descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let the one who hears say, 'Come.' And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes receive life-giving water as a gift. Now I bear witness to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy contained in this scroll. If anyone adds to them, God will add to that person the plagues that are written in this scroll. If anyone takes away from the words of this scroll of prophecy, God will take away that person's share in the tree of life in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. The one who bears witness to these things says, 'Yes, I'm coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all." How often do you give a Christmas gift that is going to be used over and over again for years and years to come? Well, I'd like to suggest that my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, is just such a gift. I'm pretty confident that everybody on your Christmas list who loves reading the Bible would love to find the paperback version of my book under the tree on Christmas morning. And then every time they come across a long, difficult name in their study time or when they're reading in front of a group, they'll be happy that you gave them this book. I invite you to go to easybiblenamesguide.com and find the link to the Amazon store where you can order a physical copy for every Bible lover on your list. Or you can download a PDF that you can put on a thumb drive. easybiblenamesguide.com. Thanks. May God bless the reading of His Word. At the end of chapter 20, the old creation was done away with, and the final judgment took place. Satan and those who chose not to accept Jesus' free gift of grace were sent to their final destination apart from God for eternity. And here at the beginning of chapter 21, we see a new heaven and a new earth. It is a glorious new creation and the beginning of an indescribably marvelous and wonderful eternity with God. God will actually dwell with us, and we will be able to see Him just as we see each other now. There will be no sorrow, no pain, no decay, no sickness, no sin, no temptation, no weakness at all of the flesh, because we will all be in our brand new glorified bodies. No strife, no wars, no envy, no hypocrisy, none of the things that bring us pain and heartbreak today. My friend, after more than 61 years here on earth, I cannot tell you how much I'm looking forward to this time. Now, I'm not going to do anything to shorten my time here, but I do not dread leaving this place either. How about you? The New Jerusalem is described in chapter 21, and I believe that this is where we will live, but with 12 gates, which never close, in the four walls, I believe that we'll be free to come and go. There will be an eternity to worship around the throne of God, but I believe we will also be doing other things in that eternity. What sort of things? I don't know. I do know that God is an infinitely creative God, and as His sons and daughters in our glorified bodies, I believe that He has some infinitely creative plans for us. Jesus paid the ultimate price to buy our admission into this eternity, and as His bride, I think we are in store for an incredible eternity that we cannot even begin to imagine. Are you with me? I want to see each and every one of you there. Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior? Oh, I hope so. There's still time to get my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, before Christmas, but you better do it soon. EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. Remember, I'll be back tomorrow to let you know my plans for this show and some of the things I'm looking at for the future. I hope you'll join me. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you so much for being here. Bye.